I Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It was good to see everyone this morning. I just thank and praise God for the opportunity that we have to worship together. It's a good place to be, God's house on Sunday. This COVID stuff, it's so easy for us to get out of that notion. It's more than a habit. It's for your blessing. It's for our blessing, and it gives glory to God. And so thank you. It's awesome. Yet for you that are joining us online, God's richest blessings to you. We're so glad that we are able to broadcast, and we pray we're coming in loud and clear, and that you would be blessed as you worship together with us online. We are having no fellowship hall fellowship today. We announced that in our newsletter, and also then sent out an email during the week. So we feel that it's very important to gather together between the services. We did this during Easter, and it was very much enjoyed and good blessing for everyone. So we want to do that again. The highlight that we want to focus on is the backpack ministry at Wiley School. It's a very nice display out in the narthex. Please take time to look at it, look it over, and then also, we're here to answer questions about that. We could certainly use another two or three teams to help out with that. Really a very blessed thing that we're able to share food and be a blessing to kids that are very needy. And we work hand in hand very well with Wiley School to accomplish this through their social worker. So give thanks to God for that. And I would ask you to prayerfully consider being part of that. Dave.
We have a brand new committee called Fellowship Hall Usage Committee. We've just established. And so we're looking for ideas as to what to do with our new fellowship hall. We want to be up and ready to go when it's finished. Unfortunately, the handles instead of the item, there's going to be a little bit of halt, shall we say, in the construction to be allowed. But give some thought to what we could do with our new fellowship hall. We really want to include all of us, but also include other people brought in for us also.
Thank you, Dave, for sharing. For those that are online that might not have heard it, Dave Keene is chairman of the Fellowship Hall Use Committee, which was just set up officially at our parish council meeting this week. And so I just want to share that with you. If you have questions about the use of the Fellowship Hall and their efforts to use it for the glory of God and our purposes in it, please contact Dave Keene. If you'd like to, I can share that information with you as well, and I'll put you in contact with Dave. God's blessings to you. It's great to worship together, isn't it? It's good to be in God's house. Let's rejoice and give thanks and praise to God by standing. And our service will begin as we sing our opening hymn. God bless you.
Oh,
begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
If
you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise. Receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God,
have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children, and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name and nourish us with all goodness that we may love and serve our neighbor through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated while Hillary shares our scripture readings.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our first scripture reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains, broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek to take my life away." And the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12th. Elisha passed him by and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again for what I have done to you." And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. This is the word of the Lord. The New Testament reading is from Galatians chapter 5. "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. Please rise for the gospel.
Thank you, Hillary. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us confess. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church,
life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated while we sing. Good morning, everyone, again. God's richest blessings to you. It's great to be able to share the Word of God with you this morning. I'm going to talk about being led by the Holy Spirit based on our text from Galatians. And I put the text in your outlines. I invite you to grab your outlines and follow along with me. Also on the screen, have some key verses that I would like to consider. Now, Of course, this morning, the focus is on being led by the Spirit of God. And when I look at this text has more notes in it, more references to the Spirit leading us, guiding us. Just in this small little section you see in 16, it says, walk by the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, bear fruit of the Spirit, live by the Spirit, and keep in step with the Spirit. So when I see all of this in a just a concise, as short section of text, question is, I want to know this. I want to do this. What does it mean? Really, what does it mean to walk by the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit? What does it mean really to bear fruit in the Spirit? This is such a huge and vital thing. It is essential to our faith. And Galatians helps us understand a little bit better what he's talking about here. In your outlines and on the screen, I have a couple verses from chapter 3, because I think that's where it begins. You'll notice the verse there in 3:2. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing? By faith. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you works and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing of faith? Now, the Missouri Synod teaches that we receive the Holy Spirit in baptism, and a person receives that faith as an infant or whenever the person was baptized. But of course, I think it's a little more complicated than that. Let me read you a verse from Ephesians. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault, even before the foundation of the world. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family and bring us to himself through Jesus Christ. That's how Paul opens up the book of Ephesians, where he's got a big plan. He's known this from the beginning of the world. And the point that I see is that in our baptismal and in our baptismal lives, we become channels that are actually operational for the Holy Spirit. And I think the Spirit creates these channels as we are made part of, in our baptism, the family of Christ. The Spirit flows by virtue of what God has done. And he gives us the opportunity to follow. Notice in verse 5, and also notice in all of the verses 16, 18, 22, and 25, it's all present tense. It's all present tense now in this world, not heaven. You were initially brought in. This is how Paul is telling us to live. It is now. Very real. And he talks about miracles. Miracles obviously happen among the Galatians, but I think the greatest miracle of all that could ever happen is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, kindness, meekness, and self-control. All that stuff makes me frustrated. It's hard for me to live that way. It really is. And it's the Spirit that works these. Does that happen by works of the law or by hearing with faith? It's hearing with faith. See, I want to experience the presence and the power and the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. It comes by hearing of faith. So I want to get very practical with us about receiving that supply that is promised to us here. You know, somebody might say, that sounds really passive. I don't really do anything. I just simply believe. It is. It is very passive. I think the Spirit, he does things on us and in us, but you have to hear. You have to hear. We have to have ears to hear. Even that is a gift of God. We need to listen. Let me get very, very practical, because I think this is the way it works, and it's not just me. I find the same in Luther. I find the same in countless authors. And the way that I see it working is like this, or at least how I feel walking in the Spirit works, being led by the Spirit or bearing fruit by the Spirit. See, one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience, right? And patience is something the Spirit works. When the Holy Spirit is leading Sean Boylan, when Sean Boylan is bearing fruit of the Holy Spirit, I'm patient. I'm a patient person. Now, what makes you impatient? Sometimes things happen in your life, you get across to what you willed and what you desired. Plans don't go the way you want them, and you get frustrated, people say something. You were intending to be somewhere, and this happens, and I drive, I don't mind the drive, I actually enjoy it, but sometimes when I'm on 45, I get behind people that believe that the sign marker for the road is actually the marker for the speed. And, so usually in that case, I might run into six or so people that are of the same opinion. And, what I find at that point is a manifestation of impatience. There rises up in you, maybe an anger, maybe a worry, maybe a disappointment, a frustration of some way. So what are you supposed to do right there? What are you supposed to do in that moment? That's the key. That's what he's talking about here. You believe. You have faith. You are supposed to believe. You are supposed to hear something of faith. And there are a lot of promises that relate to patience. Romans 8:28. Some of you probably have memorized. I'm going to work all things together for good. Remember the story of Joseph. Joseph had to suffer for how many years before he got what was promised to him? Abraham is the same way. And how it is that we can be frustrated and worried. And you remind yourself of God's attributes. This is huge. This creates faith. You see, we as Missouri Synod Lutheran